It's the Vinyl Countdown.
Hello and welcome to the Vinyl Countdown. I'm Jonathan Charles. We are counting down some great music on vinyl and sharing it with you and my son Max.
Well, hello there. I'm here because I have two of my favourite hits of all time being played today.
We are going to play some really good music. We begin this edition with a track which marked a complete change of style for a hugely popular singer at the time. Let's get physical with Olivia Newton-John. Olivia Newton-John with Physical, a US number one, which only got to number seven in the UK in 1981. That's a big favourite of yours, isn't it, Max?
I know, I really like it. But I've seen the music video, though. It looks a bit strange. It's just loads of overweight people exercising.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because I've got a copy of the record. Here it is, right in front of me, Olivia Newton-John on EMI, this 7-inch single. And there's the cover, Olivia Newton-John Physical. And you can see her working out as though she's in a gym. And I remember the video as well, where there are, first of all, lots of large people and then lots of slim people. And it was quite a raunchy video at the time.
It was a really strange video.
Well, you know, it was interesting because Olivia Newton-John almost didn't get to sing that song. The writers offered it first to Rod Stewart. Did you know that, Maxie?
Really?
Yeah.
I just can't imagine Sir Rod Stewart singing Physical.
Yeah, well, he turned it down, so maybe he couldn't imagine doing it either. Then they offered it to Tina Turner, another singer.
I know who Tina Turner is, and she maybe went, hell no.
Yep, she went, nope, I don't want to do that either. So it's amazing, Max, that those artists couldn't see a massive hit when it was put in front of them.
Well, fair enough, because it probably wouldn't be a massive hit if they were singing it.
Well, you never know. They were very big artists at the time.
I know, but Rod Stewart just doesn't feel right for a song like Physical.
Oh, he could pretend he's on the football pitch. He's a very keen footballer.
Now I can just imagine Rod Stewart with all those fat guys doing the music video.
Now, interestingly enough, Max, Olivia Newton-John had a rather Goody Two-Shoes image before recording Physical, and the song was regarded as a bit wild, a bit raunchy. She thought at the time she might have gone a bit too far when the track was banned from a few radio stations. This is what she said in an interview at the time.
Not to say that, you know, sometimes when you're scared of something, you need to listen and not do it. But in this particular case, I loved the song. I recorded the song, and then I had an anxiety attack about, oh, I just don't think I should put this out. This stuff gone too far this time, da, 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 da. But it already had been released, and it was zooming up the chart, so I had to just breathe and deal with the, you know, there were some problems coming out of Utah. They banned me on the radio and all this stuff. Now I'm like, yes, I got banned in my career. I'm so excited.
And here's a group that Olivia Newton-John certainly worked with. The Electric Light Orchestra with Hold On Tight, a chart hit at number 4 in the UK from 1981, and that was one of the earliest ELO records, Max, not to use real string instruments. It was a much more electronic production.
I know, but it feels very overworked the first 5 seconds, and then it becomes really nice and rock and roll, sort of.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I really prefer their earlier songs where they were using real instruments. You could hear the violins, you could hear the double basses, you could hear all sorts of proper musical instruments.
But I prefer this song because I really like how it ends, and it's very digital and very late 70s.
A bit too clean for me.
Oh, but I love it.
Now, there's a bit of French in the middle, isn't there?
Yes, which is literally just a reprise of the chorus, just translated into French.
Do you think Jeff Lynne spoke French?
Probably not. He probably had to punch you into... He probably had a translator because Google Translate wasn't a thing.
Yeah, they wouldn't have Google Translate back in 1981. And the ELO did record with Olivia Newton-John.
Yes, with the song Xanadu.
And she was involved in that Xanadu movie, that's right.
She sung the main part.
Mm. And we've seen ELO in concert.
Yes, we have, in Hull.
Do you really like them?
I love ELO. It's my favourite 70s group.
It's the Vinyl Countdown. Jonathan Charles.
Greece is the word, the word. Frankie Valli, the main theme from the movie Greece, the film which made Olivia Newton-John a worldwide star, of course, when she played Sandy. That was a number three hit in the UK in 1978. And Max, you've been finding out some more about Frankie Valli.
Frankie Valli was an American singer and actor. He had 29 top 40 hits as a frontman for a group called the Four Seasons in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, the Four Seasons, they are a great band. What do you think about that song, Maxie?
So it's very 1970s. I don't know how to put this in any other way.
What do you mean by that?
Repetitive.
I'm holding a copy of the record. I've taken it off the turntable. Grease by Frankie Valli, composed by Barry Gibb from the Bee Gees, it says here. And the record label is RSO, the Robert Stigwood Organisation, the man behind so many big hits of the late 70s, big hit movies such as Grease, such as Saturday Night Fever. And I think I'm right, Max, in saying that his hit Grease sold 7 million records globally. 7 million records for that song by Frankie Valli. Sadly, though, I can't get you to watch the film Grease, can I?
Well, again, it's very 70s, and I've seen Matrova, and it doesn't feel like a Max Charles approved film.
Okay, I'll see if I can get you to approve it in the future. One day, I haven't given up yet.
It's the Vinyl Countdown!
And that's it from this edition of the Vinyl Countdown. All the music is played under license from the UK Performing Rights Society.
Thank you for coming. We will see you in a week.
Also, bye.
Bye.
It's the Vinyl Countdown.